Okay, February, huh? Well, let's see. Day one is about your favorite apps, and I talked about that on VIP Advisors. My favorite apps are mostly games, which my favorite games, at least the ones that I tend to play most often, are Audio Defense and Dimensions and other games that I play. I guess those are the two big ones. I mean, there are a lot of other ones that I kind of mess with. There's one Simon-like game called Glow, where it has 9 buttons and you have to memorize the sequence. It's relatively accessible. Of course, Audio Boom is I use Audio Boom quite extensively. Yik Yak, I use Yik Yak quite often. I don't know why, but people on there drive me nuts, and I drive them just as nuts, and they think I'm this creepy old man. They're mostly college-age kids. And, you know, I'm like a kid myself, so I get on there and talk to them, and it just creeps them out. but I get on there. I play Trivia Crack. I play 2048 by Catch App. I don't get on Facebook very much anymore. I used to. I don't anymore. Melt, I get on once a week or so. There's one person in particular that I follow that I like to listen to her melts. And of course all the synthesizer stuff, Thumb Jam Garage Band, Korg IK Oscillator, Alchemy Studio, and there's a great one. It's an EWI, it's an electronic wind instrument called Songbird that I very highly recommend also. It's probably my favorite music playing app. There's also Notical, which is a music generation app, Notikl. I did a podcast on AppleViz on that. And, my goodness. I guess that's it. And then for day two, if I had $5,000, what would I spend it on? That's really easy. I would buy a really kick-butt Braille display. I would buy a good Braille display, and then I'd be able to read, you know, Braille books again. That would be really nice. So that's the two things for February so far.